UBJ or UBG W2MJP. You came through clear. Just starting the net, so if you want to hang by, we will include you in the net report.
Mark, I'll be standing by. Back to you.
CQ, CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W2MJB. My name is Mark, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mount, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina, South Carolina state line near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Also, as an added convenience, you can check in by APRS message sent to W4DJW. You can also check in by Echolink node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call W2MJB or net control. For any announcements or bulletins for the net, please call W2MJB or net control. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the RAC 2 on the net for the RAC 2 portion. Before we get started, though, in the regular check-ins, I'd like to stop for a second. If there are any new ham radio licensees out there that would like to take a minute to check in, if you feel comfortable, any new ham radio operators, please call W2MJB or net control. Tonight, being Sunday night, we will begin with Alpha through Delta, but before we do the RF check-ins, I'll take a minute to go over and to Echolink stations only, please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. W2MJB, this is Whiskey November 4, Victor. WN4B, excuse me. In Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County. I am negative and negative, and good evening. WN4V.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Recognize WN4V, John, in Bradenton, Manatee County, Florida. Thank you for coming along tonight, John, and checking in. Hopefully, you will be out of the way of the storms coming through tonight, and that all will be well within your neighborhood. With that, we have the Echolink stations covered, so we'll go ahead and move to RF check-ins. Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. Good evening, Mark. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
MJB. Please check in, Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. It's KN4, UBG, Kevin, your neighbor in Fountain Inn. Hope all is going well at your house. And 73s to you and Wendy. And y'all be safe over that way and stay out of the weather out there.
Please check in, Kilo, Oscar 4, Alpha, Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. Staying safe. 73.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, Rick, in Piedmont, and he brings along his wife, Lorena, and Michelle. Lorena's call sign is KK4ONO, and Michelle is KM4MOQ. Appreciate you coming along tonight, Rick, and checking in with me. Hopefully, all will be well with you tonight as well, with the storms coming through. And then we have KN4UBG, Kevin, in Fountain Inn. Thank you for sticking by and checking in with me tonight, Kevin. And, yes, I hope everything is well tonight, and I appreciate your well wishes. Then we have KO4AOU, David, in Inman. Thank you for checking in tonight, David. Appreciate the check-in. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or Net Control. This is W2MJB, Net Control, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like I have one more Echolink station popped up, so let me switch over and grab Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. Please check in November 4, Uniform Papa Yankee. KN4UPY, I'm here in Anderson via Echolink. I'll be negative and negative, beating everybody on the net. Thanks for calling on that, 73.
W2MJB, Net Control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Checking in KN4UPY, Anson, there in Anderson. Thank you for coming along, Anson, and checking in. Appreciate all your check-ins from the Anderson area. And looks like your net there in Anderson just got over with, so thanks for coming along and checking in. With that, we'll go ahead and move to the next group of check-ins. Echo through Hotel, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Yeah, W2MJB, good evening, Matt. Please check in Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Charlie Mike, Fred and Travis Rest, Moipe Island, November 4, India, Echo India. Yeah, I tried the early check-in, but must not have worked, so it's okay. Negative, negative, and TR. Thank you, Matt.
W2MJB, November 4, Hotel Charlie, Warren and Taylors. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, everyone on the net.
Pete, please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Tango Uniform, KK4, FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Flat Town, where it is raining currently.
2MJB. And Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler, where it's also raining. Oh, negative and negative tonight, thanks.
2MJB. King Kilo Delta 4, Hotel Juliet Tango, Ray in Simpsonville, and check me in and out, please.
MJB. Kilo 4 Golf Alpha Tango, Mike in Simpsonville. No traffic, no comment.
Control. Upside Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylors, negative and negative, over.
W2MJB, Net Control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Wow, what a wonderful group of check-ins. First off, we have W4FCM, Fred and Travelers Rest. He brings along his wife, Layla, and for IEI. Thank you for checking in, Fred. And hopefully we'll be able to get the whole net done before the severe weather comes through so we can unplug and make sure our stations aren't susceptible to a lightning strike. Then we have N4HHC, Warren and Taylors. Thank you for checking in tonight, Warren. And then my wife's favorite check-in, one of them, KK4FTU, Richard, there in Slaptown. Thank you for checking in tonight, Richard. And Harry, KC4EZN, there in Candler, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, Harry, and hopefully you'll be able to enjoy the rain, and hopefully there's no tornadoes coming through with that rain. And then I have a call sign that I don't have in my log. If I wrote it down correctly, that's KD4HJT, Ray in Simpsonville. Ray, if I have your call sign incorrect, if you can recheck, if all is correct, I'll get you in the log. Well, you're in the log anyway, but get you in the log with the right call sign. And then we have K4GAT, Mike in Simpsonville. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mike. And lastly, we have Gene, W4FHJ, there in Taylors. Thank you for checking in tonight, Gene, and hopefully you're having a wonderful evening. KD4HJT, Ray, if you can recheck and make sure I got your call sign right, I would appreciate it.
Roger, roger. Okay, W2MJB, this is Kilo Delta 4 Hotel Juliet Tango. You got it right.
MJB, MJB. Thank you, Ray, for checking or rechecking and confirming your call sign. I didn't have you in the net or in my log before, so hopefully you're new to me, and hopefully you'll come back and check in frequently. With that, any other check-ins that go through hotel, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Control. Good evening. Please check in. Gene and Robbie. KJ4HIA. Gene. And please check in my wife, Robbie. KJ4KOX. Greenville downtown. No traffic, no comments. 73.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KJ4HIA, Gene, in Greenville, and he brings along his wife, Robbie, KJ4KOX. Thank you for checking in tonight, Gene. I appreciate it. And before I forget, check in my wife, Kilo, November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. That's Wendy, sitting in the other room, back up in case my voice fails me tonight. Having a little bit of a problem with my throat tonight. So, anyway, any other check-ins that go through hotel, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB. Kilo Alpha 4, Echo November Delta. Main study, we're in Taylor. Check me negative.
Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Alpha, KO4ACA, this is Bill, I'll be in and out.
W2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to recognize Buddy, KA4END, there in Taylor, thanks for checking in. And Bill, I got you down as K04ACA, but your name didn't come up in my log, so I think I may have incorrectly heard you on your check-in. Can you recheck with your call sign and see? Let me know if it is KO4ACA.
Yes, this is KO4ACA, Bill in Greenville.
2MJB, thank you, Bill. KO4ACA in Greenville. Thank you for confirming that for me. We've got you in the log and checked in. Any other check-ins? Let's go one more time. Any other check-ins echo through hotel, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for echo through hotel, so we'll go ahead and move to India through Lima. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Everybody be safe tonight, and I'll say 73s to each one of you.
Mark, thank you for calling the net for us. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. Be safe out there. 73.
MJB. Mark, please check in Kilo Echo 4. Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John in Paris Mountain. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you for hosting the net. 73 to everyone.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KK4JFO, James, there in Tuxedo. Thank you for coming along, James, checking in. Hopefully the weather's not too bad up there in your area right now. Looks like there's some heavy squalls coming through, probably coming close to your area right now. According to the weatherchannel.com net. And then we have our friend Larry, KK4JBQ, there in Greer, bringing along his wife Donna, KC4MFK. Thank you for checking in tonight, Larry. Hopefully all is well with you tonight. and that you are enjoying your evening home with your wife. We also have KE4, JRK, John, in Paris Mountain. John, you came through loud and clear. Looks like you're still on your handheld with your handheld Yagi that still is coming through nice and clear. Any other check-ins, India through Lima, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2NJB. Hello, India 4, Lima Zulu N. KI4LZI on HT. Angie, Table Rock, no traffic, no round tape.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KI4LZI, Andy, there on Table Rock. Thank you for checking in tonight, Andy. And stay dry up there on Table Rock. With that, we'll go ahead and close out the India through Lima group. Move to Mike through Papa. Please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walton Inman. I'll be negative, negative.
2MJB. With somebody, W2MJB. This is Kilo Golf 4, Papa Foxtrot, India. Name's Don. Check in my wife, Linda. Kilo Golf 4, Quebec, Lima, Quebec. We're Piedmont. We'll both be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
Kilo 8, Mike Golf, Mac and Easley. I'll be negative and negative.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. There was one check-in that came in on the first part of that Mike through Papa group. It was way down in the noise, and all that came through was static. So hopefully you moved a little bit and rechecked. I got you in the log. If not, please come back after I get done recognizing the following individuals. We have, looks like K4OIM, Walt in Inman. Thank you for checking in tonight, Walt. And then KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont, and he brings along his wife, Linda, as well. KG4QLQ. And then the last check-in of the group was KM, I got K and an M and a G. But the rest of your call sign failed down in some noise. It just glitched out there for a second. I think it was Mac and Easley. If you could recheck with your call sign and your name, I would appreciate it, and I'll get you in the log. And then if that one first station that was way down in the noise, if you can try again and try to get you in the log tonight.
Mac and Easley, Mark.
That last time, all that came through was the Mike and Golf. The first part of your call sign did not come through at all. If you can key the mic and wait for a minute and then try it again, see if we can get through.
I moved around in the room a little bit. Kilo 8, Mike Golf, K8MG.
Yeah, that's Kilo 8, Mike, excuse me, I'm screwing up. Kilo 8, Mike Golf, that's K8MG, Mike in Easley. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mike, appreciate it. Any other check-ins, Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB or Net Control. The W2MJB, Net Control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Now that we're in between groups, looks like we got another EchoLink station up, so I'll go over to EchoLink stations only. Please call W2MJB or Net Control. 2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like the EchoLink station is coming through right now, so we'll give him a minute, see if he wants to send a text through EchoLink or if he is able to get through on the voice part of it. So we'll go back and go ahead with Quebec through Tango. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, Larry and Kilo Golf 4, Alpha. Hotel Sierra Rondo in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. Good evening.
Control.
Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, and Inman. To MJB.
Evening, Mark. Please check in. Kilo 4, Romeo, Mike, Fred, also my wife, Mary, November 4, Mike, Romeo, Yankee. That's N4MRY. We're at home in Piedmont tonight, Mark. Good evening to you, Mrs. Mark, and all on the net. Be negative and negative.
Patient, come in there. Mark, that's KD for OTW. KD for OTW. James down at Anderson on HT. KI for LZI 4.
MJB net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Thank you for the relay, AKI 4LZI, Andy. There, all I got was noise on that first one, and then we had a little bit of doubling going on. So appreciate the relay. First off, to recognize KC4ZKD Larry in Easley, and he brings along his wife Rhonda, KG4AHS. Thank you for checking in tonight, Larry, and have a good night, and stay safe in the weather. Then we have KN4RJN, John in Inman, one of our other net controllers. Thank you for checking in tonight, John. Appreciate it. K4RM, Fred, one of our past net controllers there in Piedmont, and he brings along his wife, Mary, N4MRY. Thank you for checking in tonight, Fred. And lastly, we have James, relayed by Andy, KD4OTW, there in Anderson. Thank you for checking in tonight, James. Sorry there was so much static and it was tough for you to get in, but the relay helped. Any other check-ins, Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or Net Control. MJB net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to thank those in the Quebec 2 Tango group for checking in. And that looks like that's it for that group, so we'll go ahead and move to the Uniform Through Zulu check-in group. Uniform Through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control.
Net control. And Kilo 4, Victor Kilo November, K4VKN. This is Alan. I am in Piedmont, and we're negative and negative. Good evening, everybody on the net.
Hello, November 4, Victor, Whiskey Alpha, Steve and Inman, and very wet tonight. I'll be negative and negative.
I'll check me in a little bit later. I just missed my group. This is Bob, K4RHF, Kilo 4, Romeo Hotel, Foxtrot. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for hosting the web, and tell everybody 73 is for me. Hosting the net, not the web. Okay. K4R, Jeff.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize K4VKN, Alan, in Piedmont. Thank you for checking in tonight, Alan. And KN4VWA, Steve, in Inman. Thank you for checking in tonight, Steve. And then lastly, Bob, K4RHF, there in Taylor's. Thanks for checking in tonight, Bob. A little late's okay. Never is not okay, so I appreciate you coming in and checking in with us tonight, Bob. And hopefully all is well with you and all of those who are currently being rained on. Any other check-ins, Uniform Through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That last station that was checked in, you were way down in the noise. Please try again, and if you're still way down in the noise, then if there's somebody out there that was able to pick it up and relay it, I would appreciate that. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Another call for Uniform Through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for uniform through Zulu, so we'll move it up, open it up for the whole alphabet. Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. And out, K4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic. No comment. Thank you, sir.
JB, please check in WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo, Dan, over in northern Simpsonville. And good evening to you and everybody on the net. Just check me in and out tonight. Everybody keep your eye to the sky. I don't think this weather is going to be too good tonight.
Please check in KC8, PJM, Kilo, Charlie 8, Papa, Juliet, Mike, Fletcher in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Roll. Check in Kilo, November 4, Kilo, Bravo, Charlie, Bill in Tocoa. Please check me in and out. Everybody be safe. It sounds like the weather could get bad in some areas. Everybody have a good evening. Be safe.
JB. Mark and Wendy, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my sweet little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and Miss Wendy. And happy Easter to all on the net.
W2MJB. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer. Negative, negative. And Mark, if you didn't get your pre-check-ins, let me know, and I'll pass them to you. If you did get them, you're doing a good job. Appreciate you calling that.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize the following individuals. K4OSH, Pat in Malden. Thank you for checking in tonight, Pat. And then we have WB4FEE, Dan in northern Simpsonville. Thank you for checking in tonight, Dan. And yes, let's keep an eye out on what's coming in. Also, my friend Fletcher, KC8PJM, there in Simpsonville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Fletcher. It's good to hear your voice on the radio tonight. And keep a watch out. And then there was, I think I got a KN4KBC, Bill in Tocoa. Didn't come up in my log, Bill, so I don't know if it was a different call sign or if I got your call sign correct. That's KN4KBC, so that's incorrect. If you can recheck, I would appreciate it. Then Gary, KI4DOS, our Wednesday night, or every Wednesday night, net control with the swap net. Thank you for checking in tonight, Gary. And he brings along Joy, his wife, his better half, K3JOY. They're both in Easley. Thank you for checking in tonight, Gary. And then lastly, we have W4DJW Dave here in Greer. Thanks for checking in tonight, Dave. No, I did not get the pre-check-ins. I can't remember quite how to get those, so I'll have to look at my emails and chase that down. KN4KBC, Bill, if you can recheck, I would appreciate it.
Yes, it's KN4KBC, Bill here in Tocoa.
Thank you, Bill, for pre-checking on that. That's KN4KBC, Bill in Tocoa. Appreciate it. You weren't in my log before, but thanks for checking in. And we're here every night at 9 o'clock if you wish to check in again, and I encourage you to do so. W4DJW, can you relay those early check-ins to me? I would appreciate it.
Absolutely, no problem. W4FCM, Fred in Traveler's Rest, and Fred is bringing with him N4IEI, Miss Isla. And KW4TS, that's Jim, who is at the moment in Springfield, Missouri. And N4DJC, that's Jerry in Anderson. And KM4RGX, that's Carol in Greenville. W4DJW, back to W2MJB and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
DJW. On the N4JDC, what was the name and location again? I didn't.
That is Jerry N. Anderson.
This is W2MJB, Net Control for Blue Ridge Hume Internet. I'd like to recognize the following individuals that checked in early. KW4TS, Jim, somewhere in the country. Don't know if he's in vacuum Pelzer or if he's out on the truck, but I'd like to check him in. And then we have N4JDC, Jerry and Anderson. Thank you for checking in tonight, Jerry. And KM4RGX, Carol in Greenville. Fred and Isla did check in earlier, so they were able to check in on RF, so maybe they were able to check in twice, it looks like, early as well as on time. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Fred, please check in. Whiskey, Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie. This is Juan in Greenville. No traffic, no comment. 783.
No traffic, no comment. Thanks for hosting the net. And I was on an 8T earlier, way down in the noise, and I don't think I can hear you properly. So I moved my baby.
2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize WA4KZ, Juan in Greenville. Thank you for coming along tonight, Juan, and checking in. Then I got Jason in Williamston, but as soon as he was giving his your call sign, the radio just came through with some static. So if you can move a little bit and recheck your call sign, I will get you in the log.
Delta 2, Romeo, Kilo, November.
Yeah, Jason, you came through loud and clear that time. Make sure I got your call sign, KD2RKN. Is that correct? Thank you for rechecking on that. Now when you came back through loud and clear, wasn't sure if my fingers and my ears were connected very well, so thank you for the recheck. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Net Control. Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Uniform Tango, KJ4YUT, Tony over here on the northwest corner of the battlefield, cow pens, negative, negative.
MJB, Net Control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That last check-in, I got KJ4YUT. I missed your name and your location. Is that call sign correct? Because you didn't come up in my log. I guess I'm using my log as a crutch and not paying attention to your name and location. If you can recheck, I would appreciate it.
It is correct. Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Uniform Tango, KJ4YUT. Tony over here, Calpin Battlefield.
Thank you, Tony. That's KJ4YUT. They're in Calpins. I appreciate you checking in tonight. Okay, one last call for check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Appreciate everyone for calling and checking in. Looks like the coronavirus is having a boom for our check-ins. With everybody being forced to stay home unless you work, have to work, or going to the store for necessities. Securing the formal portion of the net, with our thanks for everyone checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. I don't have anybody recorded for a RagTube portion of the net, so I'll go back and see if I've missed anyone for comments or check-ins. Comments or check-ins, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
In Kilo Alpha 2 Alpha X-ray Quebec, Ken and Pickens, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
This is W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KA2AXQ, it's a tongue twister, Ken in Pickens. Thank you for checking in tonight. Appreciate it. I think tomorrow night, my wife, KN4, HTP. I just had a mind blank there for my wife's call sign. I was thinking of my old call sign. So that's KN4HTP. We'll be calling the net tomorrow night, so please come by and check in with her. I will record the net counts on the web-based counter that Dave, our net manager, has created, so I will do that through the net. But for the net's information, we had 53 check-ins tonight, which is a great number, and then just one piece of traffic, which is my communication to the net controller or the net manager. Appreciate everyone for checking in tonight. Again, KN4HTP, we'll be calling in that tomorrow night. Let's see. I will be securing the net. Thank you, everyone, for checking in. I will return the repeater back to its normal amateur use. 7-3, and good night. For DJW, W2MJB.
W2MJB, W4DJW.
If you're trying to use this net login or net report, and when I'm hitting the Loggear W4NYK net report, it's coming up with not valid, or hang on just a minute. It says not valid, try again. Don't know if I'm in the right place or not.
Okay, you got your name, Mark, under first name and call sign under call sign?
Of course not. I have my last name in the call sign. That's probably the problem. Thanks for pointing out the obvious.
Hey, no problem. It's a change, and those things are to be expected. But, yeah, if you use your first name, you should be fine.
JWW2MJB.
That worked good, Mark. Sounded good. And good net, 53 check-ins.
Like I say, the virus has something to do with the number of people checking in. Plus, I think doing the early check-in is going to probably really help as well for those who would like to check in but cannot because of the time frame that the net is held.
Yeah, I heard other people say the thing that gave me that idea is I couldn't sleep one morning. I got up really early, and I was listening to the guys. I was working, so I didn't join in with their QSO, but I was listening to the guys on the way to work at the early crowd. So there's like two or three crowds on the way to work. And one of them said, I'd like to check in, but that's just too late for me. These are the guys that get up at 4 o'clock and they're on the road by 5 o'clock. And I don't blame them. I wouldn't stay up that. When I used to do that going to Charlotte by 9 o'clock at night, I was sound asleep every night because I had to be back up at 4 the next morning. So gives them the opportunity to participate as well. And I appreciate you using it. I'm planning on doing this for another week, maybe two, being here available every night. And then after that, I don't plan to be here anymore every single night. Get back to a normal routine where I'm not tied down to it all the time. So I appreciate you making the effort to use that. Once we get in the groove to using that, then it'll just become commonplace and nobody will think anything about it.
Emails where you were given the net address for this reporting application. Is that the same place you look for the early check-ins? I wasn't quite clear on how we find the early check-ins.
You know, I've been thinking about that. One of the things I can do, but no, it's not. It's a different link. So that was a different email, and it's a different link. But what I can do is read the pre-check-ins, and if you come to this place that you're going to pass your traffic at before you start the net, like a half hour or so before you start the net, what I can do is at the bottom, beneath it, I can add the pre-check-ins to this one because they're running on the same machine, so I can read that data and put it in here. So I'll probably go ahead and just add that code over there to this code over here so that you only have one place to go to look at it.
That would be perfect because that way we're not having to go to two places to check it out, and then we don't have to try to figure out more than one thing at a time. I'm a mechanical guy, not a computer guy. Now, NC programming, you know, with X's and Y's and Z's are easy to understand, but the computer programming is a little more difficult. Plus, I'm a lot older than when I first started this kind of stuff, so I don't have the years of experience on a lot of this automation that you are developing, which is fantastic to have this available for us.
Well, that X, Y, and Z, and I, J, and K, and M0, and G42, that's where I started on computers. So you're doing G codes?
Yeah, when I was in my 20s, I started working in a machine shop, and they moved me over to run an NC machine. So I kind of learned a little bit about it from there, even though we didn't have conversational programming at the machines. Since we had a CAM department that did that, engineering group did all the programming. Since it was aerospace and defense stuff, they couldn't have the operators, at least the mentality, then have the operators doing their own programming. So I was introduced to it there, and then when I graduated and went down to work for Texas Instruments, I was doing the NC programming through CAM on a CAD system. And that was really interesting doing that, and then we'd have to get into the code to figure out the machinists bring in their machine code, and then we'd have to go through and interpret from there where in the CAM it was spitting out that G&M code and try to put something in the CAM to spit out a similar G code that they, or an M code that they wanted, or access position. And so that helped out a lot, but most of the stuff I've been doing for the last 20 years is pretty much, it was turnkey programming, but we'd have to go in and edit, and so it was all G&M code. So I understand that pretty good, but, I did a programming class with Modulo 2 in college, and that was as far as I went with programming. It was kind of interesting, but I never really had the necessity to really get into doing computer programming. So I guess that's my crutch there.
Well, we have very similar backgrounds. I was doing the same thing you were doing. I started out on the shop floor running electro-discharge machining machines. They strike an arc under electrolytic, and they burn away metal with a copper plate. And sometimes the guys on the shop floor didn't believe the programs. They thought there's a problem with that program, and they'd interpolate, where's the center point? Where's the start point? Where's the end point? What's the start angle? What's the radius? And they'd calculate that by hand, and they'd draw it out on a piece of paper just to validate what the programmer did, because sometimes the programs didn't cut the part just right. So while I was down there, I was writing a program that would read their program and draw it out on the screen using TCL-TK. We had a PC that had TCL-TK on it, and it would have it pull up a canvas, and I'd get it to read those G codes and draw it out on the screen. So, and then after a while of doing that, they moved me out of there and put me into programming, right doing the CAD add-on plug-in modules. So you get the CAD package, and then you write the add-on that we would use and compile it, and it would link to it at runtime, and then the developers would have more buttons on their screen that they could push. The NC programmers, they'd want to, tailor it to their own means. So we had extremely similar backgrounds. That was a lot of fun. I miss that. I still do that at home. In fact, I got me a three-axis milling machine, a three-axis router, and do my own that way now, because that's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, I did, when I worked for Texas Instruments, I did tool design work. And so the way they did it, they'd have a new part come through from the design group. The methods group would plan the part, and then they'd split up the operations and put together little packages, and some of them required tool designing and NC programming. And so I enjoyed taking the whole package for one process and doing the tool design work and the NC programming work for it, because made it easier knowing how the tool was designed versus having somebody else design the tool and then do the NC program, because I had a couple instances where the programmer had a different thought concept than I did on the tool design, and so I'd end up having to change my tool design because their NC program would have collision moves with the tooling. So It was fun. However, when the auto industry, they turnkey everything. And so the engineers, instead of developing stuff like that, they just support and manage and help the hourly people keep the machines running. So it's a different world, but they both have their same unique interests and difficulties.
Yeah, the same thing happened where I worked at Michelin. There used to be a mold manufacturing shop over there at Donaldson Center. And then I heard, after I left, I heard they moved it to Spartanburg. And then eventually, I think they moved it somewhere else. So it's gone. I don't think it's there anymore, but those were the good old days. Anyway, I appreciate you calling the net. You do a really good job. And 53 check-ins, that's great. You're making a habit out of those high marks, setting high water marks. So I appreciate it, Mark. W4DJW.
JI4LZI Portable. I've got a question for you, Dave, when you get through there with Mark.
It's W2MJB clear. Thanks, Dave.
Good talking to you, Mark. Go ahead, Andy.
Do you know about medical code? Like what's classified as this disease and what's classified as heart disease and what all do you know about that?
So very little, but what I'm since this COVID thing came up, what I'm a friend of mine, a buddy of mine that I haven't talked to maybe three times in the last 15 years. We just exchange emails every now and then, like every 3 or 4 years. He pinged me a few days ago, and he said, "You know, we used to do distributed computing competition, and we joined." We built a team. I mean, actually, him and another guy built a team, and I just joined it with them after they asked. And what you do is you fold proteins that build the COVID-19 protein. You fold their chains. They have proteins have chains, and that's what makes them stick together. And if you can melt them, like putting a cracker and water, and water dissolves the cracker. If you can do the same thing with the proteins for COVID-19, you've got a vaccine. And so, but it takes, it's like holding a chain up in the air and dropping it and then figuring out where, what possibilities are for all the links to be aligned on the table and then picking up and dropping it again and figuring out the next possibility. And you've got to do that millions and millions and millions of times. And it has a certain amount of energy in it when it drops. And the scientists are looking for that lowest point of energy. That's where the protein is the weakest. And that's where you can get in there and break its bonds and effectively dissolve it, right? So what we're doing is we've teamed back together and we're crunching numbers of folding proteins, protein chains, to drop those proteins and make it so that we weed out the things that the scientists are not interested in, right? They're really strong bonds. They're not interested in that. They're not going to attack that. That's too complicated. They're going to look for where the protein is vulnerable, and we're helping them do that. So that's the extent I know about it. Everything else I know about it is hearsay that I read on the Internet.
Tells the guy portable. I guess you heard about the controversy that some medical people are classifying everything as the disease and other things, it's actually other things that's being coded as that. You've heard about that, ain't you?
Not about differences of opinion and classification. No, I don't get involved in a lot of that. Where I'm targeting spending a lot of CPU cycles, and I've got like 6 machines running right now just crunching numbers for them, is actually figuring out what the vaccine is, regardless of what you call it. But no, I haven't heard about that, Andy. W4DJW.
I don't know how true or no, I'm trying to find out more from people like you that might know more than me, but it is said that there's some things being called a disease that really other causes of other things, like heart attacks and so on like that. And it's said it's got to do with medical codes. my understanding, that's got something to do with what someone here with what you have done in the past.
Yeah, that's getting all above my head. Right, I'm the low level. I look at the tiny things. You know, that COVID protein is just a little bit bigger than an atom, right? It's not much bigger than an atom. And if you can figure out how to get in between it and the next protein next to it and make it so they can't bond to each other, that's what a vaccine does. So regardless of all the stuff that's way up over top of that, way over my head, if you can solve the problem at the very bottom, the rest of it will take care of itself. That's the way I look at it anyway.
Point, I don't know what to think. I was just wanting to pick your brain about it and see what you knew. W4DJW, KI4LZI4.
Okay, and if anybody listening is interested, there's this project called Rosetta at Home. Rosetta at Home, and it uses a manager that uses the spare cycles on your CPU when your CPU is sitting idle. If you've got an internet connection, it'll download work units, process them, and upload the results. And that helps fight that the Rosetta at Home project has switched all of their energy over to fighting COVID-19. So if you Google that, Rosetta at Home, figure out how to do that and start crunching numbers. The sooner we get a vaccine, the better off we all are. And there's millions of computers that are out there doing that now, helping them out. Anyway, appreciate you asking the question, Andy. KI4LZI, W4DJW.
DJW, KN4UBG.
Hey, Kevin, W4DJW.
I had a question. I tried that, what you was talking about the message thing on the repeater the other day. Does it have to be a message up there before it will let you key in, or are they a tone or something in the radio that will actually let you key into it? Because I can listen to it on the repeater on the Echo Link, and it don't even, other than me keying up, it don't even sound like I'm even mashing any numbers.
Yeah, there's not a way to key it up through Echo Link. You have to key it up with RF. You key up your handheld or your mobile or your base station. If you got a DTMF pad on there, you punch in the numbers 98 pound. That's 98 pound, and it'll play back the announcements. You know, I should probably put that on the announcement too. How to bring up the announcements? I haven't put that on there, but I'm right at 2 minutes 9 seconds right now in the announcements. I can't go past 3 minutes. If I go past 3 minutes, the repeater will time out.
Well, I was reading some stuff on that website thing too, but I had a few questions, you know. I was talking about on the RF side. I was using the radio the other day in the work truck, and I had the Echo Link up on my phone to listen to see if it sounded like you was pushing numbers, but it don't even sound like you even pushing numbers on the microphone when you key up the repeater. You hold the key down just like I'm doing now, hit 98 pound. It don't even sound like you're even pushing a button. Are they a tone that's in the radio for that, or how does that work?
So that tone comes out of your radio, and it goes up to the repeater, it's input to the repeater, but it's not output, so that you can hear it over the air on the repeater. It just goes. It's just a little, you know, somebody pressed a button, but you don't know which button they pressed.
Right. Yeah, I noticed on the K9OH repeater, whenever they link repeaters or whatever, you can actually hear the sound that they make. I thought that might be it, but, yeah, I mean, I never did get no response back from the repeater or nothing. So, I mean, I don't know if it did it or if it didn't do it or if it has to have an announcement in there for it to do it, or that's what I was curious of.
Well, it gets the message. It just doesn't pass it on to you. And that's an option that you can turn on and off in most repeater controllers. I think in the controller, the hardware controller that's up there right now, it's turned off.
It's turned off until y'all actually put an announcement on there, right?
Well, it doesn't need to be relayed back to the people that are listening to the repeater. That's not a requirement for it to be functional. All you need to do is pass it 98 pound, and it'll bring up the announcements for you. Everybody else doesn't need to hear the DTMF tones as they come out.